Catching up with Jamie at Gwynn Bait and Tackle, getting a Southern Marquette County ice fishing report to start with anyway. Thanks for giving us some time, Jamie.
Oh, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, like I said, mostly Marquette County lakes. I want to talk about ice conditions and fishing reports, but I know you got your finger on the pulse for Little Bay to Knock a little bit and Munising Bay, so we'll get to that in our next outdoor report later this hour. But as promised, let's get right into it. How are the lakes around your area now that we had that big cold snap last week? Got rid of most of the slush anyway?
Yeah, the cold definitely firmed up all the hard ice. Conditions have been really nice. There's still that layer of slush trapped underneath of it, so you can potentially break through, get into a little bit of slush. But right now, we're running 16 to 18 inches of ice in most places. All walks are nice and firm. Parking lots, though, have remained about the same. We were able to get Johnson Lake opened up.
Well, that's good.
Got down there to the Forsyth meeting, did a little bit of complaining, and somebody opened that up. So that's actually fishable now. So you can drive your vehicle in there and get out. Johnson specifically, I'm hearing lots of reports of a lot of smaller perch right off the launch. Some decent walleye, not many being caught, but the ones that are caught are big, 27, and I even seen a 30-incher come out of there.
Wow.
Few pike, there are some dandy pike in there. That's just a standard pike lake, so two pike over 24 inches. And then Little Shag's been doing well. I actually went out and fished Little Shag this past Sunday with a buddy of mine. We both did good. We both got on some keeper rainbows. Unfortunately, we didn't get into any of the bluegill or perch that I've been hearing of, because I've been hearing of some pretty nice-sized bluegill and perch coming out of there. That lake in particular, if you've never been to it, you know, you got to park out on the road, and it's basically about 100 yards straight down to the lake, which is fine, but that walk up, if you're not in the right shape, can be a bit brutal. That 100 yards straight up definitely tested my buddy and I's endurance. So it was a good little workout. Got on some fish. Other lakes in the area that are doing well, still East Bass, Big Shag, Parkin's available there. Getting them at Hammer Handle Pike Lake, so you can keep five pike any size, only one over 24. They're getting bluegill, lots of small bluegill out of Big Shag. East Bass, they're getting some decent-sized bluegill. They're getting some crappies. They're getting a few perch. Sporley's still been doing fairly decent. You know, it can be hit or miss. If you're going to fish Sporley out there, it's Class D lake. So Splake are in there. They've got to be 15 inches. Lots of reports of getting some Lakers in there, some Browns. The lake's actually loaded with smallmouth bass, too. And if anybody's ever going to go out there, I would just walk straight across the lake, get over by the houses, and fish in that shallow. You know, that's where the trout really like the cold weather, so they seem to be in that coldest water possible. So don't be afraid to fish 5 foot, 8 foot. Yeah, fishing in Gwynn's still good and plenty of lakes to be fished.
Well, Jamie, I want to pick your brain a little bit more about those trout and then also those big walleye, plus touch on Munising Bay and Little Bay to Knock. If we could get a little more time from you later this hour, I'd appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'll give you guys anything I can give you. So talk to you later.
Yeah, excellent. We'll look forward to you helping folks catch some more fish in the southern Marquette County area. Well, stay tuned right here to the Outdoor Show.